USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Power restoration efforts are continuing today following this week's East Coast storms. Maine is the hardest hit state, with more than 430,000 homes and businesses reported to be in the dark. At the height of the outages, more than 130,000 utility customers were reported without power in Massachusetts, another 27,000 in Connecticut. Storms with heavy rain and damaging winds swept across the eastern seaboard Sunday through Monday. There's been an increase in fake bomb threats against Jewish people.
An organization monitoring threats against Jewish communities reports over 200 false bomb threats and swatting calls during the weekend. The Secure Community Network states that these incidents targeted facilities in various states, including California, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, and Washington. Swatting involves making prank calls to authorities to falsely prompt a SWAT team response under the pretense of a crime occurring. I'm John Schaefer.
There's another lawsuit coming against Rudy Giuliani by two former Georgia election workers days after they won a previous $150 million defamation lawsuit. Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss are asking a judge to permanently bar Giuliani from making more defamatory comments about them. Giuliani accused the workers of helping to steal the 2020 presidential election from former President Trump and was subsequently charged with spreading conspiracy theories. The workers say he destroyed their reputation and exposed them to vicious threats. A total of 25 states will be raising their minimum wage in 2024. Workers in states ranging from California to Montana, Florida, and Ohio will be setting their minimum wage above $10 and as high as $16 in states like California and New York. 20 states will be keeping the federal minimum wage of $7.25. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Hunter Biden will be arraigned in January on tax charges. President's son is expected to make his first appearance in Los Angeles on the 9 tax-related charges. It's set for January 11th. Hunter faces 3 felony and 6 misdemeanor counts with a maximum penalty of 17 years in prison. President Biden paid tribute to life and legacy of the late Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor during her funeral at the Washington National Cathedral. In his remarks, he highlighted O'Connor as a trailblazer who shattered barriers in both the legal and political realms. An annual count says that homelessness in America reached a record high.
The report found more than 650,000 people were living in shelters or outside in tents and cars. This is an astounding 12% increase from the year before. Homelessness has been rising since 2017, in large part due to the sheer lack of affordable housing. There was a pause during the pandemic because of sweeping federal aid that kept people from getting evicted. I'm John Schaefer.
Your ride to space just might be at your local convenience store. A new scratch-off ticket game in Texas has a second chance prize that could send you to space. Anyone who doesn't win a prize can enter the second chance drawing for a trip to the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. 4 people and their guests will fly to the edge of space, courtesy of a company called Space Perspective, and one rider will win $100,000. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.